Welcome to Authors on Tour Live, a podcast for people who love to hear about books from the authors themselves.
We're at the Author Studio at Book Expo America 2012 in New York City, and we are with a very prolific author, Ariel Tacna, and her latest is called Inherit the Sky. Hello, Ariel.
Hello, how are you?
I'm doing just fine, thank you. Okay, so let me get this straight. 22 novels, 12 novellas, 12 short stories, most of them in the romance genre, and this one, yet another, Inherit the Sky.
Indeed.
Yes,
yes, that's correct.
Explain to me the plot, because it's somewhat complicated. I know it's set in Australia, and I know it's gay romance. I'll let you take it from here.
Okay. Well, the story is set up where you have a young man in the U.S. whose mother inherits a sheep station in Australia. His mother's in her late 60s and has no interest in the sheep station, but Kane is in a dead-end job, has had a relationship that just ended unsuccessfully, and is pretty much figuring his life is on its way down the toilet. And he sees his great uncle's sheep station in Australia as a chance to start over. And so he goes to Australia, knowing nothing about sheep, nothing about sheep stations, and starts his life over. What he finds when he gets to the sheep station is the foreman, Macklin, who's been there since he was 16. And as he's learning about sheep stations and sheep farming and all the rest, he and Macklin fall in love.
You have written many romance books, as we have said.
Yes.
Why have you chosen the genre of gay romance?
The simple answer is I like men. More men is better. The more complex answer is that it's a little bit of social activism on my part. I have always felt that love is love, regardless of who the two people are involved. And so by writing stories in which there's nothing unusual or odd or whatever, I'm in helping create a world in which nobody looks at a couple askance because of who they're standing next to. Being part of a biracial family myself, I've had to deal with the odd looks because my husband is dark-skinned and I'm not. And, you know, I have that little bit of social activism in me, but with the gay friends that I had in college and watching people struggle with that, it just seemed to me that I could use my words and my ability to create a world and to make things accessible to readers that might not otherwise think about these things. And maybe when they walk away from my book, they'll look at the next gay couple they come across a little bit differently.
You're just asking people to be more open-minded.
Exactly.
Okay. So you've written in quite a variety of sub-genres within gay romance.
Correct.
Where do all of these ideas come from?
It depends. Sometimes it'll be a dream. Sometimes it'll be a snippet of conversation I overhear. Sometimes it will be a person I meet, a waiter at a restaurant, the guy sitting next to me on the train. Some little thing will trigger usually a scene. And then my brain starts in with this whole, well, what would happen if? What would happen if this person at this restaurant met this person that I saw on the train last week? What would they say to each other? What would they think of each other? Would they like each other? Would they hate each other? How would that develop? And the next thing you know, I've written a book or a series of books.
All emanating from just your innate curiosity.
Pretty much. And a whole lot of research. I've never been to Australia.
Tell me about the research you do. I mean, here you're writing about two gay men, and you're writing about Australia. You're obviously not a man.
No.
I assume because you're married, you're not gay.
No.
And you've never been to Australia. So
Correct.
How do you write this book?
Well, the Australia part was, for me, the most complicated, because I've been reading gay fiction for a number of years. And so the writing the whole gay male thing is coming out of what I read. The rest of it, I have a good friend who's in Australia, and so I would send her questions. She actually teaches in Australia, and so she'd say, I don't know the answer, but I'm going into lunch. I'll let you know what the table says. So her table at the staff room in her high school helped me write this book. Not necessarily knowing the gay romance part of it, but knowing the, you know, this is the kind of beer that we have in Australia. No, they don't say this. They don't call it a this. They call it a canteen. They don't call, well, no, we wouldn't say it that way. We'd say it this way. Trying to make sure that Macklin, at least, sounded, King was American, so that wasn't the problem, but making sure that Macklin sounded Australian. I have another one that I wrote that's about rally car drivers. You know, the not the Formula One ones, but the ones that do the closed course on the street driving and through the desert and all that. I have a friend who's fascinated with this. The book started with, write something, when are you going to write something I'll read? So I said to him, what will you read? He says, something about rally car drivers. I said, I don't know anything about rally car drivers. He says, I do. I said, good, you're going to help me write this book.
Well, you're also not male.
No, I'm not.
Yet so many of your characters are male. How do you get inside their heads?
My husband, my male friends, my father. You have people who are writing about serial killers who aren't serial killers. You have men writing female characters who aren't female. You have women who are writing male characters who aren't men. In any romance book you pick up, unless it's a lesbian romance, chances are you've got a female author, and chances are you have at least one male character. And yet, she's not male, so she's getting into his head. She's just getting in that case, she's getting into his head in relationship to a woman. In my case, I'm getting into his head in relationship with another man, but love is love.
And everybody loves a good love story.
Exactly.
Well, the latest from Ariel Tacna is Inherit the Sky. Wish you a lot of luck with it.
Thank you very much.